Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time this is, man. MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! Stephen's not going to give him the pussy!
Okay.
I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Hold up, wait
minute. Oh, man, I'm... Sounds like I missed some jokes, man. Damn. I mean, let me get this right so I can understand this. The best superstars that ever did it, from The Rock, The Undertaker. I'm even going there with the Ryback. I can't remember if CM Punk got caught as well. You know what I mean? Like, some of the best stars that ever did it, serial killer, got boss-ass by The Shield. And a little dega-dega Curtis Axel thought he could take them? Is he mad?
I think he was sort of goaded into it by Braun. He was like, I'd go and do that. And Braun was like, well, why don't you go and do it then? And he's like, okay. And then he went for it and he got wrecked. It was great. It was just all really funny. You know, built up throughout the night the importance of Braun's match. If he won, he'd get a fifth member. If he lost, he'd be back down to three members against Shield. It was really, really good. There was sort of half decent promo from Finn Balor talking about Bray Wyatt and Strabigale. But I guess the fuse dragged a little bit too long. But, you know, we can come to that.
We have one
maybe
month.
Later in the show.
One month too long, maybe. Yeah.
But no, like, a good Raw, and it all sort of came to. I'm missing a few bits out. I'm missing the sort of cruiserweight matchup and whatnot. But I've got to talk about the main event. The Bar and the Shield banned from ringside. Braun versus Roman steel cage match. Really good steel cage match. Very physical. You had the Bar running, trying to stop Roman from winning. Shield came down, interfered. They basically went off to the back. So it was just Braun and Roman. And just when you get to the finish of the match, Kane's music hit, which is a massive surprise.
Oh, shit.
No one would have predicted it at all. You know, Braun Strowman goes to charge in for a clothesline. Roman sort of hits him with a spear. And then Kane comes from underneath the ring, climbs out, Roman charges. Like, you know, initially sort of like he's in shock and like, you know, what the hell's going on? He looks scared. You know, good acting from Roman.
Yeah.
Runs in, chokeslam, second chokeslam, running power slam from Strowman, tombstone from Kane, and a second running power slam from Roman.
Oh, shit.
You just had Kane and Strowman standing alone in the cage. And then Miz was like, if you hadn't guessed it, our fifth member of our team is Kane.
Oh,
so Kane, not even any rumours of Kane returning. And I think it's a fantastic move. The only problem you've got now is, how do you book it on Sunday? Because Braun Strowman could put up a decent fight against three members of the Shield by himself.
Word!
If it's 5-on-3...
It's the Jarvis Podcast.
Yes.
Yay! Welcome to the show, Shadman. Yo, what's good, homie?
We're live.
Yes, we're live. We don't have long. So, yeah, man, we've been talking about Raw. Yo, Matt's been feeling me in because I haven't been in the Vex so much. I've had a look on YouTube here and there. I've been like, Ross, what's been going on in my absence? Yeah, man, basically, Matt's been telling me that Raw's been going on bad, you know what I mean, for the go-home show leading up to the TLC joint.
Oh, he's lying to you, man. I listen to you, man. He's lying.
What? Why? You're saying Raw was whack?
Matt, I'll be honest with you. It was okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be raving to you about it. I would be like, yo, Mike, you don't see this and this, that, this. It's not.
It's not the main event was really good and you didn't see that twist coming at all, though. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was okay. But maybe because I've got a short memory, might be reminded of what I missed or what I saw but forgot.
Well, Matt's telling me I missed some jokes. The centre.
Matt, that was Joe. I hope you saw that.
I ain't seen none of it, homie. I just caught up on bits and pieces on YouTube, but you know, I had to keep it moving and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I'll get to SmackDown in a minute.
We're just saying, Sad with Raw, there's some really good bits. I'm not saying it was the best show ever. Some really good bits. So the comedy with The Miz and Curtis Axel and Braun Strowman was really good. Obviously, the main event was brilliant as well. What were your take on it?
The main event again,
There was in the cage, Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. And then my hero Kane. It's Kane!
Oh,
okay. Yeah. None of us saw that coming, so I think it was a really good twist.
Yeah! I'm sure that I didn't see that coming.
Just quickly, Shad, do you think they've booked themselves into a corner with the main event on Sunday? Which is, you've brought the Shield back so they can't lose, but at the same time, you can't have a team with Braun and Kane on it losing either.
Well,
in a 5-on-3.
There's a bunch of random, guys put together, so there will be some sort of problem between the team that will help the Shield get the victory, not jumping ahead, but all them people can't work together. Miz is a knob. Now he's his own man.
Yeah.
He wants his own team.
It's the boss. You've got Cesaro and Sheamus, Kane, Strowman and The Miz. Those five can't possibly lose.
They won't get along. They'll cost each other the match. That's the only way they can do it, really.
Yeah. I think you're right there. It's sort of thing. You can't have like Kane and Strowman on the same team and lose clean, if you see what I'm saying. So maybe what you're saying about them just not getting along.
Someone gets costed a victory or a counter. I'm thinking it's elimination or something.
Nah, it's a TLC. That's next month, Ruboy. That's next month. That's
so why. What's the thing? Like what are they climbing the ladder for?
I don't think
it's TLC, so it'll be like tornado rules, so just flat out 5v3 brawl.
Yeah, they ain't claiming up for nothing. It's gonna be similar to you know when the Shield made their debut match against Daniel Bryan and Ryback and Kane. It's just gonna be bare ruckus, nothing more than that. There's nothing to claim for. It's just ruckus.
Oh, that was match of the year that year for me.
So. Y'all know it's bare rockers, man. Yeah, sounds good to me, man. It sounds like I missed an entertaining Raw still. It sounds like a Raw that if I watched it live, I would have been dead in parts. I would have definitely marked up when they come down the stairs and shit, because I've seen that. Shout out to all the Roman Reigns haters, because I saw them in the crowd, I mean, begging to touch Roman Reigns' chest and touch his fist when he came down the stairs. So, fuck you, Roman haters. I see you, you dumb rat.
It was a really good reaction from the crowd. It was quite surreal to see the three of them coming down the stairs in the Shield outfit again. It was quite cool.
Yeah, man.
You know, I compare it to, I don't like tomatoes, but I'll have a cheese and tomato pizza. It's like one of them ones. That's what Robert Reigns beat with the Shield in life.
As strange as that is, sir, that is a really
good. That's really good. I gotta respect that.
Fair play.
Wicked man. Whoa. Look, what if I actually record this, make a time, date, episode number?
1947 on the 19th of October, Shad said something sensible.
Oh no. I'm sure it will be on the best of jams at the end of the year, man. I'm sure of that as well, man. That was really good. I really liked that. Okay, moving on to SmackDown. Shad, you told me I missed some shit. From what I heard, Jinder Mahal done lost his mind. I think he's gone too far with his shit now. Even I've got to say,
yeah,
he cracked me the fuck
he's
up.
He's leaving his senses. Shinsuke hit him too hard, I think.
Yeah, I mean, when he kicked him by his head with the M with his super move.
I'm sure when he got back behind the curtain and said, "I've fucked up there, haven't I?" I meant to say Barry
Horowitz. Jinder Mahal has done the John Jones, and Jinder Mahal has still not been tested positive for the drugs. What is going on there? Shad, talk to me, man. What did happen? Oh, we lost Shad again.
Shad?
Oh, him disappeared. Yeah. He's still there.
I thought Jinder was outside my door, man. I can't hear him bear fireworks go.
Yeah. Shad, go to church. Shad, go to church. Church is open on Sunday. Make sure you go to church Sunday. Shout out to in Diwali right now. You know what I mean? At the time recording this, Shad's got a church.
Or their mosque.
You know what I mean? Yeah, word up, man. You know what I mean? Where I live, you know what I mean? The bear fireworks will pop up and all them things, man. You know what I mean? It's their celebrations and all that, man. Wrong. Yeah, man. He done lost his mind. What else would have cracked me the fuck up had I watched it, Shad? Talk to me. What's been good on SmackDown?
There was a segment, you know what I'm going to be talking about, Rusev. It was all about Rusev Day. And it actually first started off with that singer dude, I can't remember his name. The singer?
Oh, Aiden English.
Yeah. He was walking through the corridor singing. And then he's like, oh, these two jabronis are just on their phones. And he's like, oh, you're not going to, you know, show some respect for great singing, you're just there on your phones. He's like, what kind of talent do you not like? And all of a sudden, New Day busts through the door, man, with their do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh,
and
then no!
The two guys start jumping up and down and dancing the shit.
Oh, no!
They're making up bear noise, throwing confetti everywhere. And then who walks through the door? Rusev. Rusev just looks them up and down. And he's like, yo, it's Rusev Day. And then they're like, yeah, that's fine. And then... Then Xavier Woods gets on the trombone, starts doing Rusev's music with the trombone. I was like, oh shit, man, killed it.
What?
And also back to Rusev's music on the trombone.
No way!
Yeah, the New Day killed that segment. Rusev, yeah. I love Rusev comedy killed. Rusev. He's so
funny. Yeah, Rusev's.
Yeah, man, we got love for Rusev, man. You know what I mean? You know the moment I knew Rusev was a funny motherfucker? It's going back a bit. It's going back, matter of fact, Matt, it's going back to the Kick FM days, right?
All of his facial expressions whenever he gets, like, spiked on his head. He's just got full retard.
Stop it. Matt, I was actually referring to, we recorded the show back in the Kick FM days when Michael Cole used to do them interviews and shit, and Rusev was on there. Actually, no correction, Lana was on there. Michael Cole was interviewing Lana, and then Rusev come on pleading to him to get back together and shit. And I was laughing my head off. I thought, yo.
Oh, make it burn, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, this motherfucker is funny, man. That's the moment I knew.
That was the Elimination Chamber episode.
Yeah, man. The infamous Elimination Chamber episode. Don't go there. Okay. What else did happen on SmackDown before we move on to MVP and Bitch of the Week? Because why? We haven't really got long this time round, and we still got the predictions to go through. There's no getting a chair award this week unless you two have a candidate. So, what's good?
I thought Owens and Zayn ripping the piss out of Daniel Bryan was pretty funny.
Oh no!
It's funny because Sami Zayn's like quite a happy, chilled out heel. It's like a really unorthodox heel, and it works because
he's
kind of Sami Zayn, but like he's sort of like
his work skills improved. So I was like,
yeah, it's quite funny because he's still being sort of happy and chilled out, but it's as if he's been sort of almost brainwashed by Kevin Owens, which is he's saying all the things that Kevin Owens says, but in a completely different way, and it works because it's different. You know, he's not there like shouting and screaming and being aggressive. He's just, all just chilled out about it.
That might have been a nice creative thing right there.
They sort of spent the evening taking a piss at Daniel Bryan. They got put in a tag match against Nakamura and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn's gone from losing to Aiden English to pinning Randy Orton.
Wow.
And then at the end of the night, when they were taking a piss out of Daniel Bryan again, he was like, well, your fate next week will be decided by Shane McMahon. So Shane's back on SmackDown next week. So really good stuff going forward. You had AJ Styles challenging Jinder Mahal. SmackDown did a really good job again this week.
Yeah, I'd say SmackDown wins this week.
Wow, and that's not even mentioning my girls either. You know what I mean? Naomi, Charlotte, Becky. That's not even mentioning them. Holy smokes! All right, okay, cool. All right, and guys, you know what? This week I can't even come with an MVP. Is there something you gotta add on to, Shad?
I'll just add it onto my picture of the week.
Okay. All right. All right, cool. I haven't got a bitch of the week per se. Like I say, I haven't really been watching and shit, but I do have an MVP of the week, and it's got to go to my hero. It's Kane. As Matt Sackle said, no, Shad, come on, son. No one's seen that coming. No dirt sheet.
It's anymore, man.
No dirt sheet reported that shit. No one's seen that coming. And a 5-on-3 shit. A 5-on-3 shit. That's how it. 5-on-3 shit has changed shit. It's like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? It's like, they read the story out, like, there's no way the Shield could win. You know what I mean? We know what they are, but we just don't know how now. You know what I mean? 5 mans, one of them including Braun Strowman. Good God, oh my. Braun Strowman, as I said last week, is 3 people. Now, my hero Kane gets the MVP. No one's seen him coming. No dirt sheet reported it. I'm so glad about it. That's cool. That's the way to do it. I saw it on the YouTube, and I was like, oh, shit. And Mike Cole was like, oh, What's Kane doing? Why is he doing this? Why is Kane doing this? Michael Cole, you're supposed to be a journalist. Have a brain. Use your brain. We all know why Kane attacked Roman Reigns. You don't have to be Sheldon Cooper to work it out. Kane's my MVP of the week, man.
I'll tell you exactly why. It's because Kane is jealous of Roman Reigns' hair.
That's it right there, that's it right there. Yeah, man, for real, man. Kane has to wear a wig and shit. Roman Reigns' hair come down to his back, and the ladies love him, and the ladies don't like Kane. That's exactly what it is. Chad, who do you have?
Yo, Tori, Lita. That's one missing out.
Oh, yeah.
AJ. AJ Lee.
AJ Lee skipped around Kano and I planted one on his lips for joke. Like, cool, snap. If we was doing MVP of the week back in the days, Kane would have got MVP of the week just for that. He just stood there. He didn't do a chat up line. Man, yo, I wish I could have done that shit. And a girl skipped around me and then planted one on my lips for joke. Huh? Kane, MVP of the week. Shad, who do you have?
I mentioned it earlier, the New Day.
New Day! And they just...
Probably having the most joke out of everything I watched this week, so, yeah. MVP.
Actually, now I think about it, I do have a bitch of the week, actually, now I think about it.
if you haven't seen that segment, man, definitely go out of your way to watch it. It's only like 2 minutes long.
Okay, will do, man, will do. I will check for you, man. I mean, I'm playing catch-up, guys, you know what I mean? Serial Killer, who do you have?
Oh, it's difficult. There's been so many really good things in wrestling so far this week, but I'm going to have to go for Kane. No one saw it coming.
He's the man!
He blocked the Superman punch, 2 chokeslams, 1 Tombstone Piledriver, and no one saw it coming, and it's completely changed the landscape of the TLC match, and it's had a massive impact, so got to be Kane.
It's gotta be Kane! I wanna add that Roman Reigns' face as well, when he saw him come out of the ring like that, Roman Reigns was like, oh shit, motherfucker! I knew I wasn't to pick The Undertaker at WrestleMania, and now look at that, oh shit! That's exactly Roman Reigns' face! Roman Reigns supposed to be afraid of nobody! Damn! Damn, he is the man. Bitch of the week, from what you guys have been telling me. I do have a bitch of the week now. I did it before, I do now. His name is Curtis Axel. Who told him to go after the Shield? Let me get this right so I can understand this. The Rock, The Undertaker, Braun Strowman, CM Punk, all them guys. There's guys I'm missing. Daniel Bryan, there's a lot of guys, right? The Shield took out for joke, put them through the table. Blow! And Curtis Axel, who hasn't even tasted the World Wrestling Federation title, thought it was a good idea to go after the Shield? Is he mad? And gets hung up upside down and shit? What a bitch. What a bitch. Serial Killer, who do you have?
Curtis Axel. The fact that he thought he was going to be the fifth man, he was like, yeah, I'm going to be the fifth guy, it's so important to me. And then when he's like upside down or mashed up, he's like, he was never going to be our fifth guy anyway.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, just, he was meant to look like a bitch on two fronts, really.
Oh, the Miz said that?
Yeah, he's like, he was never going to be our fifth guy.
Oh, that is Mr. Raj. Oh, shit. Oh, I missed some jokes, man. Oh, fucking hell. I missed some jokes this week, man. Damn. I'm sorry, Shad. I'm gonna say Raw was good this week, man. Oh, no. Shad, who do you have?
My bitch of the week. It has to be Jinder, my fucking hole. But really, again, we can't give it to creative.
You can't give it to creative? Whoa! Okay.
You have to give it to the person who's playing that role. It's Jinder Mahal. He sucks. He still sucks. He's still crap. He's still shit. The best thing about him is his promo, which is halfway decent. He can't wrestle. He hasn't shown me a two-star match in the ring since he's become champion. He will always be seen as a chopper, and now they want to put him against Brock Lesnar. What kind of foolishness is that? And you know what's going to happen as well? I've got a sneaky feeling that he's going to win as well by some sort of shenanigans, man, some fuckers.
I think it'll be a repeat of when Brock faced Kofi Kingston, and the New Day all came down, and everyone just got wasted by an F5. I think it'll just be F5.
I think
everyone's just
going to
get mash up.
Yeah, I mean, the Singh brother's going to go to suplex.
if Jinder pins Brock, I'm never watching wrestling again.
Whoa! Wrestling card handed in! Oh my god!
I will never watch wrestling again.
It's non-title. That's what makes me think they're going to give him the win, man.
Oh man, I mean, I don't know, yeah, champion versus champion and
like,
shit.
Like, what's not been beaten before either? Like, he's lost to Goldberg and that now, like, so people can know he's not defending now some sort of streak. And Jinder's the guy that they're suddenly pushing, man, to make him look good to Vince's, not Vince's life. We've had Roman Reigns shut down our throats for 3-4 years, so if he thinks Jinder's going to be the man for the foreseeable future, that's what we have to deal with.
Wrestling card handed in! Oh my god, hey yo, shout out to Wardle.
Seriously, don't say it, man. Take it back, man.
Nope.
We can edit it out, man, don't worry.
There it is! Shout out to Wardle, who's supposed to be doing his own thing, you know what I mean? I saw him complaining on the internet earlier this week, and I told him, I said, Wardle, you handed in your card, you know what I mean? Nakamura lost at the last pay-per-view. You shouldn't be saying shit now. That's it. You're done. Don't talk to us. Big ups to Wardle, man. Oh, shit. Hey, yo, we're going to get into a very, very, very quick break. We're going to hear from our sensational Joe, who's not in effect this week. You know what I mean? She's got things going on. She's gave us her predictions, bitch of the week, her MVP of the week, and all that. And as soon as she's done that, we're going to come back, and then we're going to do our shit. That's how it's going, man. Hey, yo. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that mouse, okay? That's how it's going. Soon gone.
Kathy Kelly for WWE Now. And on SmackDown Live Tuesday, WWE Champion Jinder Mahal issued a beast of a challenge.
As Survivor Series, I am challenging Brock Lesnar!
While visiting India, Mahal was inspired by a young child who encouraged him to make a move to get the same respect from the fans in the United States that he has in India. Some fans think the WWE Champion will actually get destroyed by the Universal Champion if the Beast accepts the challenge for November 19th in Houston. Even though Lesnar has much more experience than the modern-day Maharaja, Jinder's supporters pointed out that he's come so far in the last year alone, so could he actually conquer Lesnar? Heyman and his client Brock Lesnar will be at Raw on Monday to address the challenge, but some members of the WWE Universe are already booking Mahal's direct flight to Suplex City. Heyman didn't give any hints as to the Beast Incarnate's reply for a champion versus champion match, but he encouraged Jinder and the WWE Universe to watch Raw to see Lesnar's response. Find out what Brock Lesnar has to say this Monday on Raw And get your tickets to all the Survivor Series festivities as we will be taking over Houston. We'll be at the Toyota Center for NXT TakeOver Survivor Series, Raw, and SmackDown Live.
The theme of today's commercial is Be Like No One, which I think is very appropriate for all of the WWE superstars, including myself. Braun Strowman, Sasha Banks, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and maybe a demon.
We really wanted to celebrate the current roster, defining your own character and being like no one that's come before you. The superstars that were chosen this year, I think, are all kind of great examples of someone that's like no one else. If you take a look at someone like Shinsuke Nakamura, there's kind of no mold from which he came.
I am not like anyone. You see every girl out there. You look at Sasha Banks, and from my rings to my jacket, to my necklace, to my glasses, I am a boss.
I'm not the cookie cutter kind of guy, and you know, I never will be, so it makes sense that I'd be part of this campaign.
Being a gamer, obsessed, WWE 2K18 is huge for me. These guys look like you're watching Raw or SmackDown.
2K18 did such a good job of capturing my likeness that the only difference that you'll see is that you can't feel the pain that I'm inflicting on my opponents. Just unplug your console. There's no point in trying to challenge me.
I've played all the WWE games growing up, so it's really surreal knowing that I'm in the game now, because I remember as a kid making my own character and making what I thought I was going to look like when I'm in the WWE. I didn't quite think I was going to look like this, but it's cool that I can just go to the screen, pick Sasha Banks, and bam, I'm here. It's like, hell yeah, bring on more. Let me have the cover next year. Yes, how about that?
I think I made quite a name for myself, so I think I could have been on the cover, but I will say that one day, you know, WWE 2K is going to be WWE 2KO.
This is what it's all about. I mean, this is the WWE. This is 2K18. You can do anything you want. You can be anybody you want. It's up to you.
Be next, be NXT, be different, be weird, be huggers, be fireflies, be mohawks, be beards, like no one, like nothing, like whatever, like this, like Asuka, like Charlotte, like Becky, like Bliss. No tap outs, no count outs, no three counts, no friends, no stop it, nostalgia, no now with no then. One shot in, 1 million, one verse all, one team. One Finn, one Balor, one demon, one Kenny. Be hated, be vacant, be R-A-Y. Like Jimmy, like Jay, like even this guy. No divas, no mud fights, no thanks. One Sasha, one boss, one word, bang. Be turned, be seen, like Dolph, like Dean. No guts, no glory, one shot, one story. Be you, like now, no time, one run, be like no one.
Right, I've got the Shield to win, and I think that's going to build up to a much bigger match at Survivor Series. Alexa Bliss, Oscar, Enzo, just for the absolute hatred of it, and in the Tranny versus Demon match, or the Dress Up Box match, I've got Demon. My bitch of the week is Kalisto, because I'm still very much of the mindset that any champion that's not Neville, I ain't liking. My MVP of the week is The Miz, because I think he just played an absolute blinder on Raw. He was very entertaining, and the way he, the whole thing with Kane, it was just brilliant. And thanks. And Banks will beat Fox, but I don't really care about that much, so I thought I'd best throw it in. Just for points, you know.
Welcome back. And I hope you're still joining in at home. This is the part where you let us know who you're backing in the predictions and shit. You know what I mean? Tender loving care. T-Boss, Left Eye, Chili, the table, ladders, and the chairs. Hey yo, Shat, you ready to do this shit?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Serial killer, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Him ready. All right. Chili, come sit by me. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the wrong TLC. Let's do this shit. Actually, now I think about it, I'm thinking of the right TLC, man. You know what I mean? T-Bone's left eye. And especially Chili. Do you know what I mean? Chili, loving her wrestling shit as well, man. You know what I mean? Oh, I wish I could get Chili on this show, man. Word up, man. Woo! Ow! Let's start this shit, man. You know what I mean? No messing about. 7 matches left on the card. Kickoff match. Real quick. Sasha Banks. Alicia Fox. They're fighting for no reason. Alicia Fox beats up Sasha Banks for no reason backstage. I've seen that. real quick, Shad, who you got?
Sasha.
There you are. And as for you, serial killer, who do you have?
Sasha Banks. Having someone as talented as Sasha Banks lose to someone as talentless as Alicia Fox would be a fucking tragedy.
Whoa! Talentless! Oh, no!
she's alright, man.
She's alright, man!
She's been there a decade and she's still shit.
Question, did Alicia Fox ever win the World Wrestling Federation Women's title?
Nope.
In them 9-10 years, she's never... Lord of God.
That's what I mean. Fucking shit. Whose dick is she sucking to still have a fucking job?
Well, it used to be Wade Barrett's, but not anymore.
Oh, no. I didn't know about that.
Oh, man, I'm a big fan of Total Divas, man.
Total Divas.
Yeah, I mean...
Probably Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn!
That's why.
Oh dear, Alicia Fox, man. The best thing Alicia Fox did was her debut when she seduced Edge and then she broke up Vicky Guerrero and Edge, and Vicky Guerrero brought back The Undertaker in 2008. That was the best thing she did. That was great. I can't believe
What about the Stone Cold Alicia Fox phase?
Oh yeah, that was cool as well. Yeah. Oh God, Alicia Fox. Don't give me a joke. And she made it in the WWE 2K18 game. Hey, yo, Shad, have you got that game yet?
Not yet, but I will once you borrow me your copy.
Our survey said.
Yo, that game stay with me. Even though I got tech on the street.
It's like it's both of us, but we'll just keep it at my house.
Oh, it's just both of us. Stop it!
That would be
Shad. He's like, oh, Shad's on the money today, man. Oh, my God. You're killing me, man. Next match. I don't know why this is happening. Maybe you guys could fill me in. Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann versus the gentleman Jack Gallagher and the Brian Kendrick. Has Jack Gallagher turned evil or something? What's going on?
Yeah, he turned evil, man.
Oh, shit!
I don't mind it, man. That seems pretty good.
Okay!
Yeah, I've always liked Jack Gallagher. I think he's got a lot to give. I do like what he does as well. He's something a little bit different.
Alright, okay, man, turned evil!
He has a mean headbutt as well.
When? Oh, man, well, with that said, with that knowledge instilled in me, I'm... It's one of those ones. Shad's going to hate me for this. I'm backing Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann. I believe Gallagher and Kendrick's going to win that match. That's how it's going. Gallagher and Kendrick. Serial Killer, write it down. Write it down. Gallagher and Kendrick, they're going to win that match from me. All right?
Written down.
Fantastic. All right then. Serial Killer, who do you have?
Same, Kendrick and Gallagher. We've got the heels for the win.
Wow. Yeah, man. Jack Gallagher, he just turned evil. He just turned evil, so that's why I'm giving them the win, you see. You know what I mean? Shad, who do you have?
I'm going to agree. The two of you are.
Damn. Double full house.
I'm not invested enough to make a sensible prediction, so I'll just go with you two.
What did Joe say? I've got all of Joe's predictions, just not for this match.
Okay, you're going to have to...
I'll have to message you later.
Yeah. You're going to have to, catch up on that one. For real. That's cool. Okay, double full house right there. Okay, as we enter the next match... Yeah, we're running through this kind of quickly. Still, I'm looking forward to this one, even though it won't last more than 10 minutes, I don't believe. But, you know, that's how it goes. Ah, the Empress of Tomorrow! Asuka Sexy Ass versus Emma's Sexy Australian Ass.
Introducing, from Osaka, Japan, Asuka!
Today, Asuka walked in the door. She made an impression on everybody.
She is something that this company hasn't seen before. She has that fierceness. She is incredible.
She moves so quickly in the ring, so fast. She's on a whole other level.
Asuka's done it all.
Mastered her craft.
She's very dangerous.
Those kicks are so stiff. Those hits to the face are just knockouts.
They come hard. And they come fast.
Asuka is a powerhouse.
A force to be reckoned with.
Dominating, fearsome,
the most terrifying smiles you will ever see.
Everything that I tried to do, Asuka had a counter for. Everything that I tried to throw at her, she overcame.
There will only ever be one Asuka.
Emma. Yeah, he started a revolution, didn't you? Yeah. Of course he did. Asuka's won this match. Come on, man. Ah, shit. Serial Killer, who do you have?
Asuka in about 2.5 minutes.
Should we do this in two parts? should we do this in two parts? You say 2.5 minutes.
That's not a prediction. My prediction is Asuka before, you know, Shad gets all sort of all Miz all over us. But it's not going to be
Mizzle.
A long match, is it?
What the hell's Miz?
Miz all over us. That's what you meant. That's what I said. Okay. Yeah. It's in two parts because it's just a winner, so there's no bonus points. Okay. Yeah. I'm going.
Asuka is going to win, and it's going to be a very short match.
You're saying 2 minutes... How long did it say? 2 minutes and what?
So I've had 2.5 minutes. Asuka's basically just going to walk in, kick her head off, and pin her.
Okay.
it's not going to be, like, you know... It's not going to be an epic 30-minute match, is it? Let's be honest.
Of course it isn't. Introducing the WWE universe, the casual universe, to Asuka's sexy ass. You know what I mean? I'm watching Emma's sexy Australian ass get boss ass. You know what I mean? I'm going to bid slightly longer than you. I'm going to go for 4 minutes and 47. Because it's going to be one of them ones, man. Asuka might play with Emma for a minute, man. You know what I mean? And then make Emma think she can win. And then next thing you know... Kick her in the head. Blow! Chalk her out. 4 minutes 47. That's how it's going. Shad, who do you have and how long will be the time?
I'm going to go with Miss Ching Chong Bing Bong.
Shad, go to church.
That's Asuka. Okay. I'm going to go for Asuka.
Go to church.
I'll go 3:26.
3:26. Beautiful. That's going to give me some jolt, man.
Bell to bell, by the way. Bell to bell.
Bell to bell. Yes, yes, that's what I'm going as well. I'm going bell to bell. You know what I mean? Dana Brooke, man. Wasn't it Dana and Emma that used to ride together in NXT?
They've actually faced before, actually. Didn't she face her on one of the takeovers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like poetic justice kind of thing. I like how, you know, it started in NXT like that, and it's only right it starts in the main roster like this as well. You know what I mean? Dana Brooke, man, should help your friend, man. But they should never split them two up in the first place, man. Them two was the ultimate good, man. You know what I mean? Emma and Dana. Bloody creative, man. It's such fools sometimes. Why don't you study the NXT and then build upon that shit, man? Emma and Dana was a good act. I like that shit. Oh, dear. Oh, never mind. Next match. Kalisto, the champion. Enzo Amore, the challenger.
Please tell me you heard his promo. Please tell me again you heard this failed promo, Kalisto. Why did they give him the microphone?
No, sir.
I missed it.
His promo. I missed it.
So you'll have to play this one. So he's talking to Enzo, and he's like, yeah. What's the pay-per-view called now?
TLC.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, at TLC. I'm gonna be the new cruiserweight champion.
Oh dear.
Just for that, he's gonna lose. Enzo Amore to regain the title.
Oh. You know what? I'm gonna ride a shot on that one. You know.
You got Enzo as well?
Yeah, why not, man? It's one of those matches, like, why not?
I think that putting the belt back on Enzo is probably the right thing to do as well.
Word up, man.
Who cares about Don Philly?
Word up, man. And, you know what I mean, once Enzo has the title, then going forward, it's like, oh, shit, now what? What do you do now? But from what I can see, to be honest with you, Shad, I can see a Cruiserweight Survivor Series feud brewing here. Because I've noticed some guys...
He's got a team now as well, Enzo.
Enzo's got a team going, hasn't he? And then you got the other guys on your... I can smell it! Cruiserweight Survivor Series, jump up, I'll go on, man. You know what I mean? You're going to have Team Enzo versus Team whoever. Team Kalisto, maybe? I don't know. But, yeah, man, I can see that. Like, in fact, it would be good that Survivor Series be doing that shit, you get me? You know what I mean? Have some multiple Survivor Series matches just like they did back in the days, man. You know what I mean? I could write to that shit, man. And, yeah, it gives the whole of them... TV time as well, you see what I'm saying? And I'm sure it'll be a great contest. So, yeah, Enzo Amore.
And we need a pre-show match as well, don't forget.
You're probably right, because it's the two brands coming together as well, innit? Yeah. So, yeah, you're probably right still. Fantastic. Serial Killer, who do you have?
Kalisto, they've just put the belt on him.
Whoa, for real?
Well, I can't see the title sort of swapping hands like a hot potato. You know, it's gone from Neville to Enzo to Kalisto. I can't see going back to Enzo so quickly. Like, you know.
Imagine
that, though, man.
Kalisto's going to have it for a while.
Wouldn't Enzo be the first two-time Cruiserweight champion, or is there somebody else that did it already?
No, he would be, wouldn't he?
No, Neville did it.
Oh, yeah, he lost it to Tozawa, didn't he?
Yeah.
4 days later, then
Similar to what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, man. Actually, talking of Neville, is there any update on my dude? You know what I mean? Because last time I checked, he walked out on the company on some... No, man. You treat me wrong, man. And you make me have title for so long. And then you make me lose to Enzo. And then you not make me fight again.
That's weird. My sources told me that he wasn't even in the building. He didn't even travel.
He didn't even reach.
I don't know.
Well, the word on the street is he asked for his release, right? Yeah, this has been going on for about a week now. I haven't heard anything more on that. If I did, you know what I mean? Doesn't matter if I was offline or not. I would have heard something. You know what I mean? Y'all know that internet wrestling groups, they'll be talking about that shit all day long, talking about Neville and how they missed him and how he was the greatest that ever did it and all them things going on like Neville dead. You know how they go, you know how to stay. So your sources from Stanford, he didn't even turn up.
Nah, and he's a bit pissed off about his WrestleMania payday. Or lack of payday.
Yeah, because his match didn't even feature on a DVD apparently.
Yeah, that goes for all the pre-show matches. They don't reach DVD, so it's even more reason why.
Oh, okay.
It's not an insult to be on the pre-show. Yeah, it is, because you're not getting paid.
Oh, no way. I didn't know that, you know. You see, I don't buy a time and buy the DVD and the Blu-ray and all them things. Me already have the network, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I've seen motherfuckers on YouTube buy these DVDs and all them things, console collector's item shit, and I'm like, flippy, now. Dude, you need to get some pussy, man. What the fuck, man? Like, what? Come on, son! But I didn't know that, you know. I didn't know that if you go on a pre-show, you don't go on a DVD, not even bonus matches and shit, not even that. That's bad, man.
It's mad, isn't it, really? When you think you've got someone as talented as Neville, that you just completely fucked it over with it.
I know, he was a champion for the longest, and... That is bad. That is bad. Nah, man,
you knew that from time he stepped out. He shouldn't have been in the cruiserweight division anyway.
He should definitely be sort of up at mid card, similar sort of position to Finn Balor, but maybe everyone's down.
If Finn Balor can fight Bray Wyatt, why can't Neville fight him?
Neville's way more built and stronger. Like, I'd love to see, you know, Neville versus Sami Zayn, that sort of thing on SmackDown. It'd be class.
Well, you know what? I sincerely hope Neville doesn't, you know, end up getting released or whatever. I hope they can work it out and sort it out, because Neville is a hell of a talent. You know what I mean? He held that cruiserweight division down, man. He held them down? I can't treat him so like that, man. No, sir. Talking of walking out the joint, there's Shad. I'd like you, your sources from Stafford, please. I've been hearing rumours... Right, mm-hmm. That your baby girl, the
bottom, titties, and breasts.
Nia Jax has done the same thing, but again, sources from Stanford,
talk to me.
That's
bullshit, I think. Expect to see her on Sunday.
Right.
Honestly, that.
That's good. I think it must be a running trend now, you know what I mean? You don't appear on Raw for a week or two, and suddenly you walked out the company because you don't like something. You see that, dude? Death to dirt sheets, okay? Dirt sheets are the devil making up shit. You know what I mean? These are rumour mills, and I heard one more rumour from Joe, I'll get to that later, and I just laughed at it. I was like, oh... Get the ref in there. Like, seriously, get the ref in there. Serial killer. Did I get your prediction as far as that? Oh, no, yes, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so Nia Jax hasn't been on TV for, like, a couple of weeks or whatever. Probably been chilling at Shad's house or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Oh, you dog, Shad.
Shad, man. Shad.
Thou shalt not speak. Thou shalt not speak in that book that you not like to read.
By the way, Shad, you should get automatic MVP of the week, man. You know what I mean? Jack's following you on the Twitter and shit. God damn! Holy smokes!
Shad gets my MVP every week from now till Christmas.
Word up, man! No, I've even got that from Naomi, man. You know what I mean? Okay. So she's married. Okay, I respect that part of it, man. I haven't even got that from Naomi, man. Maybe because she probably heard me speak about Becky Lynch and Charlotte and even Tamina in certain ways. Maybe, and I'll kind of boot for myself. So, that goes right there, man. Next match. Got to keep it moving now. Got to keep it moving. On WWE.com, they've stated the Demon versus Sister Abigail. So we got ourselves an intergender match here. And I thought that was not allowed.
What's I call it? Fucking Roddy Piper vs. Goldust?
Stop it!
Match in 95.
You know what? That match cracked me the fuck up, Shad. I'll keep it real. That match cracked me the fuck up. You know, the first time I watched it, I thought some of that shit looked real. Like the street fighting shit. I thought some of them punches that Piper was giving to Goldust looked real. Like, oh shit! Yo! That match killed me, man!
They used the OJ chase as well.
Yeah, they did! They did, man. Chase him all the way to the arena and shit. And then Roddy Piper beat some gold dust and then took off his attire and revealed his. Oh. That's fucked up, man. Oh shit, man. Gold dust, man. You're a funny motherfucker, man. I swear to God. Let's get back to this, though, man.
I don't know. What the hell are we getting, though? Like, what are we getting in Sister Abigail? Like, seriously.
I had a rant about this last week.
Yes, you did.
So many really good possibilities. You could have done something incredible with Sister Abigail. But you completely fucked it up and done the worst thing possible. Mm-mm. And have Bray Wyatt put a pair of tights on his head.
No!
And speak in a high-pitched voice. How could you have got that so spectacularly wrong?
So for you, it's a Sister Abby fail.
Shat is on the money!
Yes, it is a Sister Abby fail. Think about that. All the things you could have done with that. The potential that had.
And
you've just done the fucking lamest, most pathetic thing possible that no one can take seriously. Bray Wyatt might as well go in the fucking women's division now.
Oh,
no one can do this anymore. He could have been a top guy in the company. He hasn't won a few since fucking forever. How could you have fucked up Bray Wyatt so badly?
Well, just bring up some woman from NXT or the Indies. Okay, look a bit like him, goth her up a bit. And just make her walk to the ring with him. That's all that need to do. Let her carry the lantern. That's all they need to do, man. That's just Abigail, but no. You get a transvestite-type wrestler.
But, I mean, like, there's so many things you could have done. Like, did you see Adam Blompier's take on how they could book Sister Abigail on the What Culture YouTube a few months ago?
No, I didn't see that. So.
I'll link you to it. He had a series where he'd, like, book... you know, future events, or how WWE could book, and he booked Sister Abigail, and it was absolutely genius, and, like, everyone involved in the angle came out looking better than they do already, and I thought that was great. WWE should do something similar, but no, they've just gone for the worst fucking option possible. Shall we do something creative and, you know, get a few more talent pushed, or do we ridicule one of our, you know, potential future world title holders and turn him into a fucking running fat joke transvestite? Oh, we'll go for that option.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a big rant on last week's show about it, and I'm struggling not to do it again this week, so we'll quickly move on before I just stop foaming at the mouth.
We've got to pick a winner out of these two, though, man. Oh man.
It's hard, man. Obviously, like.
It is actually.
He was beaten. And they want to push him for the title. Well, the source is saying they want to push him for the title at Rumble. So. Who wins?
Things that, if Finn wins this, he'll have won three in a row. Like, you might as well just release Bray Wyatt now.
Word!
Honestly, if he loses Sunday, that's the point of no return. He can no longer be taken seriously.
It's a must-win situation for Sister Abigail.
He has to win.
He has to win, otherwise...
It's a debut as well, actually. Yeah, no,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's on his baby.
There's no point Bray Wyatt continuing if they have him lose this. No point at all.
Must win for Abigail. Oh man. because I'm Grant Bunny P, right? In a way, I want Finn Balor to win now.
Think about it. There's a woman in half the matches on the card.
Word. That is true.
So what are the people?
Oh yes, Express had some months in it, so that's good.
Yeah. Shad, this is the third time. Church in the morning. Church. Okay.
But yeah, when Abby Dalton was about that, the chair got no hair.
Oh my god. Oh, Sister Abby Fail, you know, I love it, man. Oh shit, man. I mean, a lot of people view, you know, when the McMahons went against Shawn Michaels and his tag team partner was gone, they see that as a massive fail. And
that was a terrible idea, and I'm amazed people told him that he would be okay to do that.
I thought it was bad jokes. And then have Shawn Michaels lose on top, I thought, oh, that's fucked up, man. You mean to tell me?
Vince is always going to book himself to beat God. He's an egomaniac.
God didn't get pinned.
It was in vignettes, wasn't it? In the build-up to that, where he went to that church with Shane and he was drinking the holy water and doing the Triple H spit out thing. It's like, Jesus, Vince, you've gone too far this time. You've got problems.
And it was supposed to be Brett, remember? But Brett didn't want to do the match.
Oh, was it?
Sure. Yeah, Sean and Brett versus Vince and Shane.
For real? Yeah, because Brett Hart, he was inducted that year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But Brett Hart, he can't fight. He's got a broken back.
He still wrestled at WrestleMania a few years later.
Yeah, I know that, but you know how that went. Oh my God, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? Every week on Jam's podcast, Shad comes with a fun-filled fact. You know what I mean? That y'all didn't know. You know what I mean? Shad, he learns, you know.
Write that down. Write that down, Sacco. You're not writing things down.
You're right, writing things down. Wow. That's interesting. Okay, can we come to a consensus? Is all three of us going for Sister Abigail on some The Shim Has to Win situation?
Shim has to win.
You're going for Sister Abigail, Shadow, or are you going for Finn?
I'm going for Sister.
Okay.
It's her debut, man. She has to win.
The Shim has to win. Oh, shit! You know what I mean? Y'all know, on the new WWE 2K18 game, you know motherfuckers have created Sister Abigail and done it properly. Y'all know? You know what I mean? And side note, I was playing that online for the first time this week, and my very first match was against a guy who created CM Punk. And I thought to myself, well, if that's a sign...
Oh, that's raging.
And if that's a sign of things to come, then I don't want to play online, man. Fucking hell. Get over it! It's over! Fucking CM Punk. Princess Peach. Get the fuck off his dick, man. Fuck off, man.
What, was it Ian Cooper?
It should have been. It's not, man. You know what I mean? Unless Xbox and PlayStation 4 work together or something on some cross-play shit. That was my very first opponent, you know. I thought, fuck, you know. I thought I could play online after that, man. That was my very first opponent.
Oh, did you win?
No, I lost, man, because my character wasn't even built enough. My character was weak. Oh, bet y'all. I was like, fucking hell, man. It's like playing Street Fighter and I'm getting, like, Ken as my opponent all the last time. Fuck off. No, so that's a bad sign right there, man. Sister Abigail, you wrote that down, yeah?
I have.
All right, we can move along. We can keep it moving along, keep it moving. I'm looking forward to this match. I'm not too sure why. I gotta say, Mickie James has been looking sexy as a motherfucker lately. She's up against the Raw Women's Champion, Alexa Bitch. I can't stand her, man. Word. And you know what? Alexa's gonna win, you know, as well, you know. Alexa's won, like, Mickie James is gonna go. It's gonna be one of her matches. Mickie James is gonna go in, but Alexa, she will get the. It ain't gonna be no disqualification, none of that shit. Outside of the Cruiserweight Championship, that's the other championship being defended. Alexa Bliss has got this, man. You know what I mean? Simply because of Asuka's presence. Yeah, simply because of her presence. That's why Alexa's gonna win this shit. Word up, man. Unlucky Mickie, you're fine as a motherfucker. Not sure if hip hop and country music go together, but that's how it goes. You know what I mean? Alexa Bliss, write that down, serial killer. Shad, who do you have?
I'm going to agree again. I think she will get the victory, and we will see the buttocks and the brassiere.
Yes!
Appear.
Yes!
So, you know, obviously she talks a good game, and anyone would think, yeah, man, she might just do it. A nostalgic moment, man, put the title on her, man, like back in the day.
Word up, man.
Well, if you put Nia in there, then that's an excuse for her to take the loss and not look too bad.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, Mickie James could win the title for, like, one day. You know what I mean? Have a rematch on Raw the next day against Alexa and lose again. You know what I mean? They could drop it like that. But I'm not changing shit. Alexa Bliss is going to win. Write that down. That's my final answer.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying Alexa Bliss is going to win, and that's that. I just put out the possibility that Mickie James could win it for, just like you said, for nostalgic purposes. But come Raw next day, they have a rematch, and then Alexa Bliss takes it back or some shit. But no, no, no! Alexa Bliss can't win that match. Simple as that. Chef, who do you have?
You want me to tell you again?
Oh, good God almighty.
What are you trying to trick? You're trying to trick me as well, Mickie James?
My bad. You know what I mean? Getting carried away, thinking about Mickie James and shit,
now.
Man. You know what I mean? My fault. Mickie James, you're final motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? All the women for the win all day. Let's a bit. Can't stand that. I'm sorry. I can't stand that. Appeal is? Oh, really? Oh, well, what? All that Harley Quinn shit. Get the fuck out of here. When I used to play Batman Arkham Knight, I used to bust up a blood clot, man, for fun. For fun. Back to that off, who do you have?
Mickie James.
Whoa!
Woohoo! So much shit on Alexa Bliss in the last month or so. I think she's going to come up short. I think Mickie James is going to take it.
Really?
Yep.
Wow!
So I guess you guys have got the better logic of have Bliss win and then have it set up for her versus Oscar. But, no, I think Mickie's going to win. I've just got a feeling that because of all the shit she's had, I think she's going to do it.
Don't you think, Heidi, let me throw this out there, don't you think, couldn't you see Alexa winning and then maybe Nia is there and then she's confronted by Oscar.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think maybe Nia causes the distraction for Mickie to win, maybe, I'm not sure.
Interesting.
I'm not sure.
Say that again, Chad.
Mickey James versus Oscar. Or you think it's just a quick win? Let's put it in the books. History as well, it will be as well.
I'm not sure. I've just got a feeling she's going to win. I'm not completely convinced, but that's my prediction. I think it'd make more sense for Bliss to win and then face Oscar. Purely from like a storytelling standpoint of, you know, good versus evil, but no, I think Mickey's going to win. I don't know why.
Are they going to do with Oscar that's similar to what they're doing with Mr. Strongstyle himself? And by that, I don't mean book him wrong. I mean, don't make a half title yet. You know what I mean? Slow burn that shit. And then make a half title. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quite possibly, I mean, maybe have it in such a fact where she just can't win the title. You know, maybe she has a few matches can't win, but then has a moment at Mania. I'm not sure how they're going to do it.
Well, y'all know Asuka hasn't seen the lights. She has not seen the lights for the three count, okay? And I don't think they're going to make her see lights, but then it is WWE creative. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to make Asuka see lights, though, still. You know what I mean? It's going to be some count-out shit. It's going to be some disqualification shit. And then they'll probably do, like, they'll be on some, I don't know, stipulation where if Alexa tries to get disqualified down the road, then Asuka wins the title that way. You know what I mean? All them things, we'll just have to wait and see, man. We'll have to wait and see. Then on top, the Survivor Series, how that's going to go. Well, I don't know, man. On a real, I would love for Mickey James to win, though, still. It's one of them ones. I'm backing Mickey James. But Alexa's a bitch, man. Can't stand that bitch. You know what I mean? I boss her ass on WWE 2K18. I can't help it. I boss up her ass. Broke up her blood class. You know what I mean? I think I hate her more than Paige. That's saying something.
I was about to say, is that possible?
Paige hasn't been on TV for a minute, man, so maybe the hatred's, you know, it's cooling off. It's cooling down. That's it. I mean, Paige passed the baton on to Alexa Bliss. That's probably what's happened, man. I don't even know, man. Okay, so Serial Killer's going for Mickey James as a surprise win. I would love that. And me and Shad's gone for Alexa Bliss. Very good. Very good. Okay, the final match, the main event of the evening. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this one. Bear Ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. The Shield versus The Miz. Cesaro, Sheamus, The Bar. Can defeat me. Braun Strowman, the monster among men. And my hero. It's Kane! Tables, ladders, and chairs! 5-on-3 handicap match! Oh my days! Ah! Oh no! But, ah, shit, man. Braun Strowman enough was like, Lord have mercy. That had Kane in there. There is no way the Shield can win. But at the same time, it's building for the Shield to win anyway because the Shield come back. What I can see is similar to what Shad says, but I want to also add on and say that the Shield's going to take out one of them, but I really don't know which one.
Strowman, isn't it?
It would make sense.
It's got to be Braun, because there's no point bringing Kane back right away to get matched.
The Shield's going to have to take out somebody early. You know what I mean? Like, even like during the pay-per-view, before the match even starts. You get me?
Take out The Miz, like, in a real comedy fashion. Like, have them, like, corner him, like, backstage before they go out, and have Miz, like, wet himself.
Yeah, The Miz will run off, man.
Have Miz try and run off, and then just, like, I don't know, run into a wall or something, and they beat the crap out of him and chuck him in a freezer or something. It's really funny to take The Miz out. Yeah, have The Miz just look like he's going to piss himself and then beat the shit out of him. Or, like, you know, like, run into the locker room and shave Sheamus' Mohican off so he can't come out.
The Someone has to get taken out that match early, and I mean during the pay-per-view while it's while going on, you know what I mean, before the main event even starts. 5-3, we're still gonna have to take out somebody. And yeah, you think Braun Strowman would be that guy to take them off licks?
They'll bury him under some ladders and shit, man. Some tables.
Yeah, they're gonna happen.
We'll put him off the stage.
But yeah, if you think about it, under tornado rule, 5-3. Shouldn't it absolutely fucks up if it's 5-3 tornado rules? Because it's not as if they're fighting small people. You know, Braun,
Cesaro, Sheamus,
they're all fucking huge.
The Miz is the smallest motherfucker out of the five of them? And he's like the leader?
Continental champion.
Exactly!
And he's got a thing in. Curtis Axel as well. He's going to. Honestly, if you think about it logically, there's no way the Shield are going to win, but at the same time, storyline wise, I think what Chad said is true. The Miz's team is just going to self-destruct, and that's how the Shield will win.
Yeah.
Miz is going to get a chog slam.
Oh yeah, the Miz is going to get. I hope he just gets absolutely smashed by like Braun and Kane, like double choke slam through the announce table.
Oh, I'd love that.
Or off a ladder, just something where Miz gets absolutely like he's been so good the last 18 months that we'd love to see him get fucked up.
You know what?
Him in trouble, like trying to get a shot, and then they'll be like, yo, you're the smallest out of all of us. You're the worst one!
He's the worst one. Yeah, yeah. I think you're right, Chad. I think, you know, he's going to be on the outside of the ring, Miz is going to be trying to call the shot, you know, a bit of back slapping on Kane and Strowman, and they're just going to look at each other and then just choke slam him.
Double choke slam!
And Finn Gray's like, yeah, guys, buddies, friends, and then they're just going to go, nope, 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 nope.
Yeah!
And then just dumpster him.
Yeah.
I don't think Kane's going to have anything to do with the finish. I think Kane's going to be the one that just walks off. He just chokeslams everybody and just walks off. Everybody moving, he just chokeslams everybody, and then everyone's down, and then Kane just cuts out. So yeah, you really got nothing to do with this match. It's just to, he's just there to say hello.
Say hello, you know what I mean? You know what? You guys, you're on the money right now, man. You're talking details and shit. Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly, because the Miz is going on like he's a leader and shit, right? Just because he's got the Intercontinental belt. He's the smallest motherfucker out of the whole of them, right? And that's right. The Miz is going to be like slapping Kane on his chest like, come on, Kane, do this, do that. Or pretty much the same to Strowman, and a double choke slamming through the table or some shit, right? And then one of them will walk out the match and think, fuck it.
It's just occurred to me. What? They're all going to walk out on the Miz.
No way! No, you should... Even the ball!
That's Sheamus and Cesaro, man. They'll be like, yo, fuck this.
That's what I mean. Like, I think Kane and Strowman are going to be like, fuck this. And then fuck Miz up. And then Cesaro and Sheamus are going to be like, nah, can't be arsed. Nah, fuck off. And then the Miz is going to sort of gradually get to his feet after being chokeslammed by Kane and Strowman. Look at them, what's going on, turn around, and then just all three members of the Shield are there, and they're just going to prolong his agony.
Yes!
Just 3 or 4 minutes of just beating the crap out of him.
Yes! As
they can. And then finish him off with a triple powerbomb.
Yes! This time, yes! That's what's going to happen, y'all. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, man, we're going to see walkouts, for sure. I mean, I would have thought that
Trump would get buried under tables, man. I can see it. They'll bury him under some sort of big rubble.
More like Strowman will be taken out. Kane will chunk some the Miz and walk out.
I think everybody. So there'll be that part of the match where everybody's down.
Everyone get chunked on by Kane, right? I think he'll have his focus more on Double R as well. On top, I think he'll bust up Double R on top. So that will lead to something like in between now and the Survivor Series, right? And as for the bar, they just want their tag team titles back. So, I can't see Cesaro and Sheamus walking out in the match. I can see Strowman getting boss ass. I can see Kane walking out because of Miz, you know, he tried his luck and went a bit too far. And the Miz's going to get boss ass. The Shield win. That's how it's going to go down, guys! You guys are helping each other out. I mean, you just hit the full house. The Shield win.
Well,
That's how it's going. Yeah, mate. Yeah. That's it. Strowman get buried under the tables. Miz goes too far and gets pulled off by Kane. Cesaro and Sheamus they're trying to hold it down because, you know what I mean, they still got beef with Rollins and Ambrose. That's how it's going, man. Tables, ladders, and chairs. It's going to be bear rockers. I'm looking forward to the whole shit. Yeah, man, that's how it's running, man. Final thing before we close out the show. The lady called Joe, she was like, off air, off the grid, she was like, oh, have you heard the latest rumor? We're like, I'm like, huh, what rumor now? Oh, Undertaker and Kane versus the Shield at Survivor Series. I'm like, what? No! No! Oh, dear, man.
That'd be brilliant, apart from the fact that you know Taker and Kane would have to lose because the Shield have got to win everything.
How many more years is this going to continue?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Next thing you know, Undertaker's going to be in the Rumble, isn't he? Yeah, Undertaker's in the Rumble. He's going to fight WrestleMania, whoever the champion is. Oh, it might be Roman Reigns.
I mean, alright, guys, I mean, people who are listening right now, right? Currently you are listening to three of the biggest Undertaker fans there is, right? You know what I mean? We dedicated a show to the motherfucker, okay? Right? Us three are at peace. The motherfucker took off his jacket, took off his gloves, took off his hat, and put him in the middle of the motherfucking ring, and walked out, hung up his arm in the air, and went down into the darkness, and before he did that, he kissed Michelle McCool on her lips, and he kissed the babies, man. The motherfucker ain't coming back unless it's a motherfucking Hall of Fame shit. You know what I mean? And what? The most he might do is probably chokeslam Roman Reigns or something like that, or give him a tombstone or something, and that's it. No match, no nothing. Okay? You know what I mean? You know, like when Shawn Michaels comes back every now and then, and he'll drop the sweet chin music on somebody, or you know when Austin come back and he'll drop the stun on somebody, or when the Rock come back and drop the rock bottom in the people's elbow or something. That's it, man. Stop this one more match shit, man. What are you trying to do? You trying to kill a motherfucker?
We won't even have that. We will never see Undertaker again, I don't think, apart from Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I agree. I agree 100%.
Yeah, exactly, Chad.
Your bastardizing himself like Resurgence when he got a great send-off and came back and went to point for TNA.
No. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to see another Undertaker match if he was healthy, if he was, you know, back in good shape. He didn't look like shit. Yeah. But at the same time, like, it's best to just stop now. Although, I keep having the sort of dream scenario of maybe, like, you know, they rerun, like, an invasion angle or sort of like a splinter group angle, like when Nexus destroyed everything.
Mm.
And week after week, WWE is getting absolutely battered and have, like, a big event where, you know, Brock's in the ring and everyone's coming down to beat the crap out of Brock and WWE, you know, they gonna lose, and then the gong hit, and then Undertaker appears in the middle of the ring and just fucking cleans house on everyone and everything.
Word up, man.
Mutual respect nods between Brock and Taker. That sort of mutual respect, but that's me sort of living in fantasy land. But
yeah.
I would like to see one more incident where the lights go out and Undertaker just cleans house on everything that moves. Like in the good old SmackDown days when he used to torment JBL.
Yeah, on a reel. You know what I mean? Same with you. I don't want to see dude in another match, but I'd love to hear the gong hit every now and then after the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? And, you know, on some mark out moment, on some chokes on people for no reason, and I mean, that sort of shit. That's it, man, you know what I mean? Just like that WrestleMania moment back in WrestleMania 32, when it was the League of Nations to fight the New Day, and then after that, Mankind come down to the ring, Shawn Michaels come down to the ring, Stone Cold Steve Austin come down to the ring, and they just...
Yeah, it was great.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Something like that, I'd see Undertaker in a similar situation like that. But that's it, alright? No wrestling. wrestling match. Fans, yo, I know, I get it. We love The Undertaker. But you're talking to three of the biggest Undertaker fans on the show right now. No, stop it. Stop it right now. You know what I mean? All this Undertaker versus John Cena shit, stop that shit right now. I've even put the chair on that shit. You know what I mean? I will go in a chair if Undertaker comes back for one more match against Cena at the Survivor Series. You know what I mean? And yeah, and betting against me. Mm-mm. You don't want to do that, sir. You don't. You don't want to fuck with us. You don't. Hey yo, that's it. We don't talk. Hold on. Wait a minute. We're not done talking yet. The situation has changed. You know what I mean? The show we recorded, that was a few days ago. You know what I mean? So, suddenly shit has changed. Card subject to change. Suddenly, Bray Wyatt's out the game. Double R, Roman Reigns is out the game. Replacing them in the main event. Kirk Angle will join the Shield. Will he come down the stairs like the Shield? I don't know. Will he wear Shield attire? I don't know. Will the Shield actually wear their usual gowns as opposed to their Shield gowns? I don't know. What I do think is this. I still believe the Shield and Kurt Angle will win as planned. You know what I mean? I don't see anything changing. There is potential to change up shit. But I still see the Shield winning that match. The Shield / Angle. As far as Bray Wyatt. Sister Abigail. Whatever everyone's calling himself these days. Right? Suddenly he's out the game. Right? Due to illness or whatever. I don't know. You know what I mean? You know what WWE are known to cover shit up. You know what I mean? Us being journalists, you know what I mean? We like, hey, you know, the really sick or they'll walk out as well. You know what I mean? We don't know. Okay? We don't know. What we do know is this. AJ Styles will now face Finn Balor at the pay-per-view, which is huge. I know Bullet Club fans are bossing their tools over the shit. They're ejaculating all over the shit. Personally, I cannot call a winner. I like both guys. There's potential for Gallows and Anderson to get involved. All that good stuff leading up to the Survivor Series, which is the next pay-per-view. Right? Then on top, Brock Lesnar will answer the challenge to Jinder Mahal as far as the Survivor Series pay-per-view. It's all popping up, people! I cannot call a match between Styles and Balor, though. I can't call it. You know what I mean? It's like, I could see a no contest, and I might even take a hit, but like, I spoke to the serial killer off air, and he's like, well, we'll leave those matches out, you know what I mean, as far as the scorecards, because that has potentially changed everything, and I don't quite, you know what I mean, I don't blame him for that, so that's what he's going to do, you know what I mean, let us know how you're feeling all this shit, man, follow us on all our social media, at Jam Podcast. What you have to do. I and I, Grab Body P, check us next week. Same time, same channel. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. Shout out to Mike Nuts and the whole Sword and Sports Massive. I know they're the first people to break the news to me, so boy, I can't wait to hear what they have to say. That's how it's going, man. One love, me.